It is a narrowed mind which cannot look at a subject from various points of view. George Eliot. Mary Ann Evans. Mary Ann Evans was born on November 22, 1819, and she died on December 22, 1880. Known by her pen name, George Eliot, Mary Ann Evans was an English novelist, poet, journalist, translator, and one of the leading writers of the Victorian era. Although female authors were published under their own names during her lifetime, she wanted to escape the stereotype of women's writing being limited to lighthearted romances. She also wanted to have her fiction judged separately from her already extensive and widely known work. Throughout her career, Eliot wrote with a political astute pen, from Added Beat to The Middle of the Fronts and Silas Mannert. Eliot presents the cases of social outsiders and small-town persecution. Felix Holt, The Radical, and The Legend of Hubal, where overly political and political crisis is at the heart of Middlemarch, in which she presents the stories of a number of inhabitants of a small English town on the eve of the Reform Bill of 1832. The novel of Middlemarch is notable for its deep psychological insight and sophisticated character portraits. The roots of her realist philosophy can be found in her review of John Ruskin's Modern Painters in Wednesday Review in 1856. Readers in the Victorian era praised her novels for their depictions of rural society. Much of the material for her prose was drawn from her own experience. She shared with Wordsworth the belief that there was much value and beauty to be found in the mundane details of ordinary country life. Eliot didn't, however, confine herself to a story of the English countryside. Romola, a historical novel set in late 15th century Florence, was based on the life of the Italian priest Girolamo Savonarola in The Spanish Gypsy. Eliot made a foray into verse, but her poetry's initial popularity has not endure. Working as a translator, Eliot was exposed to German texts of religious, social, and moral philosophy, such as Friedrich Stratus' Life of Jesus, The Essence of Christianity, and Spinoza's Ethics. Elements from this work show up in her fiction, much of which is written with her trademark sense of agnostic humanism. She has taken particular notice of Fervis' conception of Christianity. She published on 1859 Adam Bede. Then in 1860 she published The Mill on the Floes. And then in 1861 she published Silas Manor. Her most famous novel is Middlemarch, which was published in 1871 and 1872.